Hello and welcome to Patched. I'm your host, Paul James. Today I'm joined by Matt Phillips. How's things, mate?
Hot.
Oh, mate. We're just talking about before we started recording. It is real hot. Summer's waited until summer should have actually gone. What are we? We are meant to be autumn now, right?
Yeah, so summer's coming to autumn. It's just delayed by 3 months.
There's a block. Yeah, we're in the middle of a block of 3 days that have been kind of ridiculous. But anyway, there's a public holiday.
But also, we should say too, all these three hot days that we're having at the moment didn't exist during summer.
Yeah, we didn't get any of that. It was
bugger all.
Really, it's real weird. Make of that whatever you want, global warming people. All right.
Just don't park on a bridge and piss everyone off. Just do it in a better way.
Yeah. I'm on your side, but can you not be dicks about it? But anyway, let's get into the swing of things. This week we had an Xbox partner preview event, so very Nintendo Direct inspired. Nintendo had their own kind of partner showcase only a few weeks ago that I can't remember. Did we go through that for Patched?
We lightly, because I don't think we honestly cared.
I did like the live reaction, and
that's why we didn't do it.
My soul left my body when they put Endless Ocean on instead of anything else, really, but specifically Silksong. So, good job, Nintendo. Microsoft had their own crack at it this week, though, with a whole bunch of indies and a couple kind of just third-party AAA sort of titles that that popped up. Before we kind of get into the specifics of the whole thing, what'd you think overall?
It's okay. Nice to see some, I would say, different-looking games than we usually see.
Yeah.
It's nice to see some colouring games again. Something we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, we're obviously still pretty used to greys and browns and all that sort of stuff.
And blacks.
You know, a lot of
all that suspense you want. We want a nice uplifting game, and voila, we have some. Don't know if they're going to be uplifting, but hey, colourful. I'm happy with colourful.
Yeah, colourful's it's a good start. So, I guess speaking of the start, we'll kind of go in sequential order. The first one is a game that I remember being announced a couple of years ago now, but it was just kind of CG, so it didn't tell us a hell of a lot, and I was a little bit skeptical about it the whole time. But Unknown 9 Awakening from Bandai Namco and a studio called, I think, Reflector, I think was their name.
Yeah, Reflector.
What'd you think of it?
So it was a nice trailer. No game. Well, I don't think there was any gameplay.
No, there was gameplay in it. Yeah, there was gameplay.
Yeah. Oh, I must have missed it.
I mean, it wouldn't have been like a giant gameplay, but there was like slices and cuts of it. Certainly a lot of in-engine stuff where they might have just swung the camera a different perspective for some cinematic qualities. But yeah, it was definitely some in-engine stuff and kind of running in the gameplay engine, which is good.
Yes, and I'd say it looked very Assassin's Creed, like in some parts. I don't care because the last Assassin's Creed game was average, so if they can do something better than what Assassin's Creed did, hey, you're already winning in my books. Make the Assassin's Creed game that should have been Assassin's Creed.
Well, it looks like it's kind of Assassin's Creed cross with like Dishonored or something like that, with the way you kind of got these powers that you can kind of just teleport around and stealth kill people and all that sort of stuff.
Suck the life out of people. I think that was that game, wasn't it? Or was that another game?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was that game.
Yes. But I think there was a second one that was kind of doing that as well, if I recall. I'll see if I can find it as we...
I don't think it's that. No, I think that's
no,
the
actually,
one.
No,
I know the one you're talking about.
So, it's not that one. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm kind of all about what they were showing with this. It presented really well. With Bandai Namco behind it, you know it's going to get a budget, and probably time if they need to give it more time to make it work. Great as well. So, I don't know. I don't really have. I mean, I guess I don't necessarily have a huge amount to say because I want to just see like a big gameplay chunk. You know, like here's your 10-minute gameplay demo or something like that that pops up on YouTube at some point. But It really does have that Assassin's Creed cross kind of sci-fi Dishonored sort of feel that was very appealing, and I'm keen to kind of learn more about it. So, any other thoughts from you on that one before we move on to our next title?
I mean, yes, it's just nice to have not a boring male character as
well, that too,
the protagonist. It's a win in my books.
Coming 2024, summer 2024. So I guess our winter. So it's not even that far away, which is kind of cool.
No.
Next up is an indie title, I presume. I didn't see any like big AAA publisher sort of name next to it. And it's one that certainly got a bit of interest from people. Sleight of Hand. I'm going to check their definition again because it was I want to know what makes it hard-boiled, but it is a hard-boiled third-person stealth sim. I don't that understand the hard-boiled part.
Or the sim part. How can you have a simulated... Oh, you can have a simulated stealth game, but there is a thing, game called Thief Simulator, so I don't see where the problem is there. But,
yeah.
Yes, it's interesting. Like I said, again, no gameplay, just...
This one, definitely no gameplay.
Definitely no game, just some cards. You're like, oh yeah, that's cool. If it actually does do what it does, the cards, great. But at the same time, it's just a bit, is this going to be good? Stealth simulation. There's about 7 different genres in there, and you just go, oh, that's... Usually not the best thing to do is go over multiple genres.
Yeah. Especially when you're an indie game, because there's, you know, it's hard to get one thing right, let alone multiple, and you don't have a giant scale or budget. Look, I like what they've presented in the trailer. Like, it seems like it's really, really cool and going to do some cool things, but... Yeah, the fact that you couldn't see it in action did dull kind of the excitement for me a little bit. My worry is that, like, card stuff, I think of typical sort of card combat stuff, which I hate most of the time. There's only been a very small number of examples of, like, card-based combat stuff that I've actually enjoyed. So, and like, the trailer does nothing to tell us kind of how they're going to be using those cards. If it is, you know, kind of what's depicted in the trailer, and you can kind of throw a card down on the ground and it's got this power or whatever, and, you know, the person stepped on it and then that's it, kind of locked him in place, and, you know, all that sort of stuff, that's kind of cool. But if this is more, feels blasphemous for me to say it, but, like, you know, turn-based and whatnot, but with card combat, I'm probably out. So,
yeah.
Any other thoughts on Sleight of Hand? They didn't announce a date for that one. Wisely, I guess, considering there was just a CG trailer.
And just said stealth simulator, and that's really... All I care about is, like, okay, cool. Ignore. Yeah. Unless I see gameplay, and it makes me go the other way, sure, but...
Yeah, I'll wait for gameplay.
Until now, just, it's a no.
So next up is a game from developers behind Frostpunk and This War of Mine. This War of Mine in particular is a hugely popular... very gritty survival game. And it's probably the game that seems to have attracted the most attention of any during this showcase, The Altars. What'd you think of that one?
It's finally we get to do that thing where Homer has his magic hammock in that, was it, House of Horrors, and he clones himself like 100 times. We get that, except altercation. So
and they're all a little bit different.
All a little bit different. I just thought... Yeah, so you just got to have people, the creepy people. There's, like, seen all the different altercations of the people. Like, oh, so he's got a mustache, he's bald, he's angry. I thought, and they all got their own personality, so it's not the same person. So it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it feels kind of this mix between, and they kind of, you know, make reference to, like, roguelike sort of elements within the game. So it feels like a cross between Rogue Legacy and Fallout Shelter. Fallout Shelter, yeah. You know, obviously, because you kind of got the kind of looking into the base, and you're kind of building it out, and can kind of control the different aspects of what's going on, very kind of ship management sort of style stuff. But then you've got these varying different altars that can crop up and be your main character, or be kind of key pieces in whatever the story is that they're telling. I think it's like a really, really fascinating concept. But again, they didn't really... I mean, we saw little moments where someone was running across an environment, that sort of stuff, but you didn't really see, you know, what combat or, you know, quests or, you know, whatever these kind of various different things might be. You don't...
What happens when you have an argument with yourself?
Yeah.
And what happens there?
The first time you see yourself, you go insane and shoot yourself? Oh, yeah, and game over.
Or do you do the Spider-Man meme? And just point. And then you got 100 of yourselves just pointed at one another.
I think we need to create this in-game.
If there is a thing in-game.
Well, yeah.
Or that.
I think they've got to, right?
Sure.
I'm kind of watching the trailer at the moment. Like, yeah, you kind of see someone kind of suited up, like space suit suited up, wandering through an environment of some sort, but you don't, and you kind of see some of the day-to-day and the management stuff inside the base. So, you know, you kind of work in the gardens and those sort of things. You're looking at some disputes between others and making choices around that, but you're not really seeing that kind of more intense sort of moment-to-moment where there's maybe that pushback from, I don't know, combat or whatever it happens to be. So there's a little bit more to show with this one, but at the same time, kind of the at that top level, that first impression, I think, is really, really good. Any other thoughts about the altars before we move on?
No, so at the most, I have that whole gameplay, it's not gameplay, trailer of showcase, that's the word. It's probably the most interesting one because they actually did talk about exactly what you do in the game.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a really key thing because you don't, that's probably the only trailer I think had any sort of commentary to it as well.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, I think you might be right when it comes to commentary sort of stuff.
That's the one thing I was only paying attention to. Like, oh, you can clone yourself. Like, oh, do tell me more. Yeah. But he's not really you, but he is. But he's not. But he is. Like,
but he is.
Okay, sure. Okay, if you say so.
Next up, we're talking about Creatures of Ava, which is very, I mean, it's got that very quaint, very relaxed, calm, sort of serene sort of thing. But at the same time, it looks like there's a whole bunch of different systems involved. You can kind of go from, you know, looking after the, I don't know, animal, I'm just going to call them animals, the animals or whatever, but then you're using them to kind of knock, create bridges for yourself to access other areas. I can't remember if there was any combat at all.
Not that I saw.
Not that I saw, which obviously, you know, we don't need combat. But
They played a flute. That's all I remember.
It's town management.
It looks like
you're kind of building up, like city building sort of stuff. It looks like it does look like there's some sort of combat thing. There's this staff thing that she's got with the kind of this beam that comes out. She's kind of connecting up a whole bunch of what looks like kind of a hostile enemies in the environment, and then some of them are like turning into these very colourful,
yeah, they change
happy,
colour.
Gentle, kind, non-dangerous.
So we're going Dragon Quest style,
yeah,
enemies.
Dragon
happy
Quest, Monster Hunter, whatever.
Which of them?
Not Monster Hunter, Pokemon. So I don't know. We'll wait and see. It looks very nice though. Like in terms of visual style, I think it looks great. We'll just have to wait and see if there's much more to it than that. So it's coming this year though. I guess it was an Xbox showcase, but I think it's coming multi-platform. It is coming to Game Pass though for people who might be interested as well. So you can check that out.
Put that. I'm surprised they didn't put that on there. Coming to Game Pass day one. Or they'll say some Xbox.
It's just in the little splash screen at the end with the platforms that are listed, so.
Ah, right. I didn't pay attention to that.
Next up is a game that personally I couldn't care any less about, Roblox. And they've got some sort of Chucky crossover that's going on
yes.
at the moment.
I wasn't trying to be harsh. I know it was like alpha or something. I thought to myself, why does this look like shit? And then it had Roblox at the end. I thought, oh.
I don't know how they can call it alpha. This game's been out for how long?
Well, Roblox.
Roblox.
So it's Fortnite. Fortnite's technically still in alpha.
Nah, didn't it come out? I think it's...
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure... Oh, I'm going to double check that next, actually. When did...
Fortnite.
But yeah, I could not have cared.
When it had Roblox, I thought, why is Chucky chasing Lego Men for?
Out of early access. September 26, 2017.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that was...
Of... No, Epic, yeah, dropped, Epic dropped the early access label for the game on June 29th, 2020.
Oh, so they took their time.
Yeah, they didn't rush.
Clearly.
But yeah, Chucky does nothing to... Like, that's not going to win me over to get me playing Roblox.
And you've got things that look like Lego Men, but are not Lego Men. I don't even know what the hell those things were. But hard pass.
Like, is this just some sort of fan creation at the end of the day?
I'd say so, because I don't know why you get Chucky involved unless there's a movie coming out of that stupid horror puppet thing. Ooh. I've had he's sweating.
Yeah, I've been out in the sun painting roofs before this, and so I'm paying the price, I think. Chucky can bite me, but it's out now for Roblox, so if you're that way inclined, Griefville, Survive the Nightmare, Cross Chucky, available today in Roblox. Let's move on to a game that's maybe a little less shit. This is obviously a really interesting one next. So we've got the Sinking City 2, which comes from Frogwares. Now, Frogwares are one of a Ukrainian team. So, of course, contesting with the war at the moment. They're trying to go free of publishers. Apparently, they're going to be looking to, I think, kickstart the game pretty soon. I'll have to double-check that kind of at the end of the trailer, but I'm 99% sure they are looking to kickstart it. But at the same time, they've also slapped a 2025 date on it. So, I don't know. I'm a little confused as kind of what the go is, but as a trailer though, what'd you think?
It was nice. Like, again, no gameplay, probably because I would say the game doesn't exist. We don't know. Go and buy this whole, what do you say, GoFundMe thing.
Yeah, I've just checked. They've got a Kickstarter. It hasn't launched yet, but coming to PC, PS5, and Xbox Series, explore the flooded ruins of Arkham in this Lovecraftian survival horror. It's got...
How do you spell Arkham?
As of the time of record, the exact way that Arkham Asylum
is spelled. A-R-C?
A-R-K-H-A-M. At the moment, it has 2,317 followers, so it's a pretty solid start for a Kickstarter. They're looking to launch somewhere down the line. They're looking for a bit of a safety net from the war, apparently. So, crowdfunding, I guess, makes sense. And look, I mean, if we take the humanity out of the whole thing for a moment, just kind of be a little bit, you know, dolls and cents, leveraging your situation as a, in kind of a woe is me thing is certainly going to, not that I'm going to say they're going to be, oh, look at us, you know, we're in the war, but, you know, it's a fact, it's a reality of their situation. That's obviously going to attract some people to be like, well, yeah, good on these guys. Like, they're trying to push on despite everything that's going on around them. So I wish them nothing but the most success, and then hopefully the game comes out all right when it comes out in 2025. I know the original was meant to be pretty decent. Maybe not like a Game of the Year contender, but a pretty decent game back when that came out, maybe, I'm going to say 2019, 2020, something like that. Any thoughts, though, on what they showed in the actual trailer?
No, not really.
It was all CG, wasn't it? So
all CG, but even if it said, oh, hey, it's not going to come out till 2026, I'd go, I understand.
Yeah, and it probably will. That's the reality of it. Like, especially, like, I can't think of the last time that a product that was kickstarted actually came out when it was, unless it was basically done and it's just like, this is just so that we can, you know, produce now and deliver to you. I can't think of the last time that I saw a Kickstarter that actually launched on time. And I do make sure to put that little bit of delineation in there, because, like, all the Too Old for Gaming books and magazines that I've been a part of, they've launched when especially the magazines, they've launched when intended. But I think it's a little bit different when the product is there and done, and it's just a matter of getting the money so that you can produce and deliver. So, a game where there's a lot of things that can change, I don't know, I doubt it. Next up, I don't think you're going to have too much to say about this one, but the next game to show up was Final Fantasy 14, because it's now coming to Xbox. Well, I mean, it's already been kind of announced it was coming for Xbox, but now we have a date. It's arriving in like 2 weeks from now, and it's going to include the main game as well as, I think, about 3 different expansion packs. So, great, I guess, for Xbox people who were for the longest time told that it was never going to come to their platform. But I have noted, and I can't remember if we even... Oh, no, I don't think we've discussed it. But to play Final Fantasy 14 on your Xbox, you need to have... Everything's now a Game Pass subscription, but like the Xbox Live Gold equivalent tier. I think I can't remember what they call Game Pass at that lowest tier now.
I think it's called Gold still. I think that they've changed it.
No, they kind of merged everything into the Game Pass title. Lowest tier.
Just Game Pass, if that's the case. Unless it's
Game Pass Core is the lowest tier, which is basically just Xbox Live Gold. They just, I think, wanted to kill off Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass. They just want to have one name. But then in doing so, they've done a PlayStation Plus Essential, Extra, and Premium as a result. But yeah, that you have to actually have Xbox Live Gold. That's not the case, or Game Pass Core. That's not the case on PlayStation. It's obviously not the case on PC. So, despite the fact they finally got the game, Square Enix still aren't making it super easy for Xbox people. There's still a little bit of a wall put up. I assume you've got no thoughts on Final Fantasy 14, though.
No.
Let's move on.
I just read, cool. I don't care.
What about a stealth drop? Do you like stealth drops?
Occasionally. Depends on the stealth drop.
So was...
Well, actually, Nintendo's done some good stealth drops in the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're
like Metroid Prime, available now. What? Hey, I'm not ready for this.
So what do you think about the fact that Stalker, Legends of the Zone, so the trilogy, which is weird that we got Stalker 2 on the way, but there's a trilogy that came out beforehand. Anyway, the original three Stalker games have kind of stealth dropped for console, having been on PC for 15 years, I feel like it's been that long. What'd you make of it, though?
The graphics feel like... I didn't realise there were three Stalker games. I thought there was one. Obviously, because there is a Stalker 2 coming out. I thought at least one.
Ooh,
didn't
realise there were 17 years. Three. 2007. Ooh. 2007 was the original Shadow of Chernobyl launch.
That's depressing. When you say 2007, that was 17 years ago. That just feels incredibly depressing when you say it like that.
And then, yeah, the two other... I don't know. To your point, I just kind of assumed they were expansions or something, but it sounds like they are standalone games. Ooh, they came out in 2008, 2009, back to back to back. And then it's been since then 15 years since the latest of those to Stalker 2, which is meant to come out this year. Now, admittedly, that was delayed. That was, again, Ukrainian. GSC Game World is based in Ukraine, so having some of the issues with the war. But, I guess it's a nice marketing beat for them before Stalker 2 comes out later this year. I think, did we get a date at the...
I'm not sure.
It was delayed again after the polishing with the release date of 5th of September 2024. So it's a nice little marketing beat about 6 months out from the launch of Stalker 2. And then about another 3 months down the line when it'll come to PlayStation and anything else they might want to put it on as well. Attempted at all, though, to go pick up the Stalker trilogy?
I don't know. I think it's that whole horror first-person shooter era back in 2007, because
like
every
Fear.
Game back then, like Fear, yeah, that's the big one. Everything in first-person shooter decided to go down the horror road for some reason. Don't know why, they just felt like it. And I never understood why.
And I hated it.
So did I. I got scared. And then we got back to the light eventually.
Yeah, eventually we got there. It's out now. I think I'll pick it up at some point. I'm in no hurry. I've kind of wishlisted them all on my PlayStation. And we'll just get to it when we get to it, I guess, if there's an opportunity. Next up, Monster Jam Showdown. Did you have any thoughts at all on this particular title?
I reckon I would play it for a good 20 minutes, get bored of it, and uninstall it. That's how I look at it. I'll do is just do a sick flip with a monster truck, go cool, drive a truck around probably, I would say, an uninspiring course, and that will be it. Yes, I know Gravedigger's in it. Everyone knows who the monster truck Gravedigger, and nothing else.
Yeah.
See everywhere.
I wouldn't see this being a game that I would play unless I went to play, the Player 2 Marathon at Matt's place or something like that, and it was one of the games we played for the hour. I'm like, yeah, sure, I can have fun with this, but then I wouldn't go back and play it myself. Not because it looks bad, but it's just not for me. I don't care.
If it was in Forza, sure, I have no problem with it.
Well, it's just a mode coming to a game that's otherwise already pretty awesome. Yeah. Coming 2024, cool. Though, that one.
But being that it's just monster trucks, I don't see that much excitement. Unless you play with your friends and just, you know, bash them off the road for just shits and giggles. That's about it.
Yeah. Next up is also something I don't think you're going to have much to say about. The Persona 3 Reload expansion pass that's coming. Atlas is starting to kind of get close with Microsoft at the moment. I guess Atlas being part of Sega, and Sega's already kind of up Microsoft's ass a little bit these days. Persona 3 Reload came out, a few weeks ago now at this point. They've announced that some expansion content's coming. Good on them, I guess. But I don't care. I still haven't broken the back of, a Persona game yet. So, one of these days, I'm sure I'll play it. But I'm in no hurry. My understanding, I think, is that... And I think one of the reasons why, and I'll have to double check the trailer as I try and skim through it. I believe that you can get, if you own it on Xbox, you will get the expansion through Game Pass as well, unlike a lot of other scenarios where you get the game, but then you'd need to pay extra to get the additional content. I believe they're giving you the DLC via Game Pass as well, which would not be the case on PlayStation or Switch. No, I don't think it came to Switch or PC. So that is what it is, but yeah, looks like it's coming to Game Pass. So that's something, I suppose, but also I don't think many people would have played Persona on Xbox, despite Xbox's recent attempts to try and woo people. Most of them would have been playing on PlayStation or Nintendo in the first place, and so I don't think they'll have much reason to jump across, unless they already own the platform and they just knew that they were getting the game for free through Game Pass. So, is what it is. I assume you've got no other thoughts on Persona?
No.
Great, let's move on to Dungeon Fighter Online. Is a franchise that I've never heard of before. This game is in the DNF universe, but it's a game that looks pretty good. The first Berserker Kazan, it's kind of got a Souls-like look about it, which doesn't, excite me too much. It's also looking pretty framey when it comes to the frame rate at the moment in this trailer.
Yes.
So it looks like it's still a little bit of a way off. I can't remember, I guess we'll know soon enough as I keep watching the trailer, but I don't think they announced a 2024 release date, and if that's the case, it's probably a good thing because it needs some time on the technical side, if nothing else. But what did you think of the game as someone who's been kind of getting into some Soulsborne and stuff lately?
I was looking at it, if it was a slash and hack game, or was it a Souls-type game? Because if it's a Souls-type game, I'm not overly that interested in it, to be honest. If it's a slash and hack game, sure, I'll be into it, but...
Hell, if there's even difficulty modes, that gives me a chance. I'm actually genuinely interested. I only learned, I think maybe since our last recording, I only learned that Rise of the Ronin, the Team Ninja game coming up, that's out in like 2 weeks or thereabouts. And they've done Neo, they've done a whole bunch of Soulsborns, but this has difficulty levels in it. And so suddenly I'm kind of interested because I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to get good, but I'll get the game finished because I can play it on easy now. And that, that's cool because I'd like the systems, I'm just no good at them. No release date. So, I think. Yeah, no release date. Any other thoughts on, the first Berserker, Kazan? Already making sure it's the last game. The last Berserker, that's it. Game over.
The first but last. No, I haven't got much thought on it. It just, like you said, frame rate at the moment.
Needs more time in the oven.
Needs more frames, as people say these days.
Looks like a slideshow.
Yes. Looks like a clay animation stop go.
Well, the next one is a game that I don't know about you, for me personally, this is absolutely one of my more anticipated games of the next couple of months. In fact, the game's out late April, I believe. I think we got introduced to it at the Game Awards last year. I think we were talking about it then. But yeah, Tales of Kenzera Zao, which was, at the Game Awards, they had, the lead developer came out. He was talking about how it was a bit of a love letter to his deceased dad. But it's a 2D Metroidvania. Has a lot of Prince of Persia sort of qualities, like the new Prince of Persia, so I'm a little bit worried for the game because people might have already had their fill off the back of Prince of Persia recently.
I thought it was more Ori-orientated for a second.
Yeah, okay.
Thought, hey, this feels like Ori.
I mean, Ori itself is a Metroidvania too, so, and it does leverage, it's far more colourful like Ori, so I can see that too. But what do you think about the game, though, regardless?
That looks
something
nice.
You can play?
I'll play it for sure.
I don't remember
because it looked like Ori. It looked like Ori. I thought I like Ori. I thought it was by Boon Studios for a second, but
no,
it wasn't.
They were in the news this week as well, though. They showed off their new game, No Rest for the Wicked, which is
sounds a bit right.
Souls-like. I was like, that's disappointing.
Oh no! Don't go down the Souls-like path.
So they ruined the fun there, but
boo.
This very much more like Ori and Prince of Persia, and I'm right into it. It's only a few weeks off, a month or so and change. Pretty keen. Any other thoughts on the game at all?
No, I'm just excited.
April 23rd, and April 23rd. It's an EA original, so their budget is going to be good. which helps. And EA probably needs a bit of a win with their originals at the moment, because they've had a few that haven't necessarily lit it up. They had, I've forgotten the name of the game now, but that first-person shooter, the magic-wielding first-person shooter last year.
You know when something doesn't do well, when you go look on a JB site and its price is under $10.
Is it really?
I think so.
Holy shit, what was it called again?
It dropped drastically. I looked at it and went, wow. That, you know something's bad when it goes from being $120 to absolute bugger all. In the span of, when did it come out? Like last year?
August. It was like July, August last year.
So last year. And it's just drastically dropped.
If that's the cat. Oh, 59 at JB at the moment.
Oh, that's hard. What was I looking at then? Let me have a look.
Don't know, but I'm gonna start scoping this out afterwards. I'd love to. Like,
I swear I saw it somewhere and it was just. The price was just ridiculous. I mean, if you want Darksiders 3, that's $2. That's an absolute bargain right there.
Steal.
I saw it.
I mean, I figure it's pretty close to becoming a PlayStation Plus or Game Pass sort of game anyway, so I'm not going to necessarily rush to do it, let alone the fact that there's a pile of games I still want to get through. But, they need a win because, yeah, that didn't light it up. And as much as I liked Wild Hearts... Wild Hearts. It didn't, and I think a lot of other people did. It didn't necessarily sell, like EA wanted it to. So the last couple EA originals have not necessarily worked out the best. So for different reasons. So hopefully Tales of Kenzera Zao, nails it. I mentioned Frostpunk before though, and the next game was Frostpunk 2. Top-down, proper city building, you know, more civilization-style city building. Lots of kind of political components to it and, you know, trying to massage relationships within different parts of the world and lots of decision-making and building units and exploration, that sort of stuff. I really liked the look of the first Frostpunk, but never actually got a chance to give it a go. And that's despite them even bringing it to console. But I'm really liking what they're doing with Frostpunk 2. So I just kind of want to find an opportunity to actually play this one. It comes out in July, which at the moment feels kind of barren. I'm sure that won't remain the case. But, you know, at the moment it's kind of quiet. So I'm keen. What about you? Any interest in that sort of thing?
No, I wasn't really overly excited about it. I'm not the biggest fan at the moment of
Civilization style 4X game.
Whatever. Your Sim City type things. It's not my thing. Maybe if I play it one day, maybe I should play that train game.
Which train game?
Is it Tropico or something?
Oh, Matt's one. I don't think Tropico has train. I mean, maybe it does. I don't know. I haven't tried.
I know there is one with trains.
But Matt Houston loves Tropico, so you've said it, and I feel like he just shook, like he had a shiver somewhere. Wherever he is, up Canberra way.
He just sensed the word Tropico and just went, what?
There's a disturbance in the force. His spidey senses tingled. Our final game then comes from Capcom. It's a game that I think we discussed when it was showed off at... I don't even know what event it was, but we were hoping that a Monster Hunter was going to show up. And it felt like it was going to be a Monster Hunter until all of a sudden it was this. Kunitsugami Path of the Goddess. This is certainly not Monster Hunter, but what did you think of what Capcom showed off with this one?
I didn't mind it. It sort of looked very Monster Hunter to start off with. I thought, oh, maybe it is a Monster Hunter like spin-off, and it wasn't. It's just, hey, we're stuck. Cut us open sort of thing. I thought, oh, I could probably get around this game.
It feels way more like the hack and slash that you were kind of talking about before with your other games. This feels like the hack and slash specifically that Berserker wasn't. I think it was our first Berserker we were talking about before with the...
Yes, was. That was... If we weren't sure if it was Souls, or weren't sure if it was...
Yeah.
Hack and Slash. But this one, it is a Capcom game, so I've got full confidence in Capcom, because, let's be honest, they haven't made a terrible game in...
Quite a while now.
I don't know when the last time they made a below average game.
Oh, no, that was probably more recent. I'd say it was the, I've forgotten the name now, but the dinosaur shooting one. Oh, Exo Primal last year.
Oh, I was going to say Dino Crisis. That might be another one.
The one that we all thought was going to be Dino Crisis when they first announced it. But
yeah, I know there was just, there were two, for some reason around that time, for some reason people were just getting into, I don't know, Dinosaur Crisis games. It's like, where did this all come from? It's like one Jurassic Park movie and everyone just thought, oh, let's get on the dinosaur bandwagon for some stupid reason. Why? I don't know.
There's daytime and nighttime gameplay systems. There's a few different things kind of going on with the game. I think, I'll have to double check, I think it's coming out this year. Pretty sure I saw that within the trailer. This was definitely like the longest, along with the Alters, this was definitely the longest showing of any game in the showcase. Which, you know, probably supports any idea that's coming fairly soon. I'm just scrubbing through the trailer, coming 2024. So I can't think of any other Capcom games that are on track for this year. We know Monster Hunter's next year. This might be their game for the remainder of the year at this point. And it looks pretty solid. I don't think it's going to necessarily... Well, it's not going to do, like, Resident Evil, Street Fighter, Monster Hunter sort of numbers, but hopefully it's good. Hopefully people enjoy it. And I mean, I'm keen to give it a crack. It says it's coming to Game Pass as well, so there's always that option for people too. But yeah, any other thoughts on that one?
No.
Well then, any other thoughts on the overall showcase now that we've gone through them all a second time, because that was the last game?
Well, I think overall it wasn't the most exciting showcase, but at the same time, it wasn't really an Xbox first-party showcase, we should say. It was just your partner. So
yeah,
I wasn't too fazed by it because we knew it wasn't an Xbox. It's not something like, you know, Sony last year that had their showcase and all they showed was third-party games and then Spider-Man at the end of it.
Yeah, that was a thing. I mean, these third-party showcases are becoming more and more important. Nintendo has them, yeah, Xbox has them, PlayStation has them. They need to kind of appease their partners. But I think when it comes to Xbox, we're just kind of sitting tight, waiting for what I assume is probably their next big showcase, the June, the mid-year, the kind of old E3, the Summer Games Fest showcase, I'd imagine, from them. We'll, you know, see more of those first parties. By that time, Hellblade will be out, but we'll be starting to look forward to Avowed and all those other games for the back end of the year and beyond. Gears, hopefully. But whatever.
Who knows?
Look, I'm okay with them kind of embracing the Nintendo Direct model as well. It really did feel like a Nintendo Direct, and it really did feel like they did a pretty good job with it. So, obviously the games, you know, that depends on what your partners have got at the time, but in terms of the way they presented it and the way they kind of kept it short and sharp, it was within 30 minutes, was good. Final thoughts?
Yeah, I can't complain. No, yeah, I can't complain. It's not like we sat there for like 45 minutes just getting shown, you know, trailer after trailer of non-gameplay or anything. It was just a nice short 26-minute showcase. I am all okay with that.
With some pretty intriguing games in there along the way as well. So
yes,
I think they did a pretty good job. There was a little bit of the CG-only stuff, but again, it depends on what the partners have available. So it is what it is. All right, well, we'll wrap things up there then. If you enjoyed this episode of Patch, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Visit the website, player2.net.au. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/player2au. Kicking a few bucks, lower tiers, early access, high tiers, monthly episode exclusives. And finally, there's Twitter, Matto.
Matto_Phil.
Paul James Games for myself. The website is player2au. And until next time, if you're out in the heat this weekend, more fool you, get out of it. Don't do it again. Hopefully summer pisses off soon. Thanks a lot for watching, and we'll see you later. Oh, yeah.